points of the morning lesson in order to be able to pass it on. Preparation passage. The main thing that we're lacking, and for this reason we don't have fuel to work, is because we're lacking the importance of the goal, which means that we don't know how to appreciate the service that we're doing, we don't know who we're bestowing to. And also, what we're lacking is the greatness of the Creator, to know how happy we are that we have merited to serve the King, because we have no ability to understand His greatness. And in the words of the Holy Zohar, it's called Shechinta Be'afa, divinity in dust, meaning that bestowing onto Him is as important as dust to us. And we have no fuel to do the work, because without pleasure you have no strength or force to work. Whereas when one feels that he serves a great king according to the importance of that king, to that extent one has pleasure of serving him. Therefore, then, he already has fuel that shall every time give him the strength to propel, because he feels that he is serving a great king. And then, when he has the knowledge and the feeling where he knows who is he bestowing to that same extent which he had the strength to do the work with the intention of self-love, now he has the force to work in order to bestow, because whoever bestows onto an important person, it's considered as if he is receiving from him. And since the body has the strength to work and reception in order to get something in return the very same way, it has the strength to bestow onto an important king. He has pleasure.
Our fuel is pleasure, because our fuel is a desire to enjoy, that without pleasure it cannot move. And that's how it always is. Just the question is, with what fuel does it move? With what it enjoys. Meaning, we need the source of the pleasure. The source of the pleasure could be something where the will to receive enjoys. In my progress to pure bestowal, I go through a few stages. The first stage is natural, the way we advance normally, where the bigger and bigger will to receive, it gets different pleasures in size and in quality. That's how humanity advances, develops. If we want to develop onward, then we advance already in relation to the importance of things. What is important for the environment, that's what gives us fuel, meaning not what my body wants, but the environment tells me, that's important, that's worthwhile for you. And then I learn from it what is worthwhile for me. It's not really worthwhile for me, but it's worthwhile for the society. But I get pleasure in that I become worthy and great and accepted among the society, and that's how I act. And that's how a person throughout all of history has acted. He literally develops himself to be accepted among society. Society gives these sources for pleasure, tells him what is worthwhile for him to enjoy from, and then he runs to enjoy from them. These are important things. If I come to a society, a special one, which wants to reach the Creator, to bestow to him, to receive pleasure from bestowing to him, that's the first stage. But the Creator is concealed. So if the society tells me that he is great and important and shows me how much the society itself bestows to him, and how much the society enjoys from him, then I start having envy, lust, and honor, and start feeling uncomfortable. And I start also making all kinds of actions. Even though the Creator is hidden, I do all kinds of actions for him, to come closer to him even a little bit. Because the society tells me it's important, so I already enjoy from that in which I work, according to the definitions, according to the importance of the society, its values. And thus I have fuel. It's egoistic, certainly, but I have fuel to progress, to start working on advancing to the Creator. And the society tells me more and more that it's worthwhile to reach bestowal and the Creator. It's something very important and great. And I'm impressed by that. I'm inspired by that, and I work. If I join to that, not only the pleasure, like a slave has, or like people who work towards their for their homeland or some corporeal king, but I work in order to bestow, to come truly to bestowal. So then I receive in my work, in enjoying from the king, I already receive this fear which changes my intention. And then I reach bestowal. So the main thing that we lack is the importance of the king, which is only in the hands of the society, because the Creator has no qualities, only the society gives him those qualities, those measurements.